Well, I met a little girl in a country town. She said, what do you know? Well, that's Slim Harpo. She didn't move her head. She didn't move her hands. She didn't move her lips. She just shake her head. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby.
Well, all right.
Shake
well, she's not
your
done.
Hips, baby.
It's Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers and Shake Your Hips. Yes, 11:02. Good morning. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's Bob Angel. It's Detox Mansion opening its gates. And welcome. Nice to have you along with us. You know, this being Sunday and everybody's out and going to church and listening to all that wonderful gospel music. Well, it struck Steve Martin that the only people that don't have no songs are atheists. And he joined the Steep Canyon Rangers to do this little ditty for them. 91.5 WMFO.
You know, religious people have such beautiful music and art. And atheists really have nothing. Until now. Little tune called Atheists Don't Have No Songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Megillahs for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing He is risen. But no one ever wrote a tune for godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule:
the He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a baccantata.
Baccantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing to heaven.
Sing to heaven.
Coptics had the Book of Scrolls. Numerologists count to seven.
Count to seven.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule:
the He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Megillahs for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics
dress up for Mass
and listen to
Gregorian chants.
Atheists
just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Don't have no songs.
Hey! Hey, it's Bob Angel.
I'll be as untouched as the turn signal in an Asian woman's car.
And Detox Mansion.
How much signal I need to cut across 8 lane? None? I turn now. Good luck, everybody else.
Perfect.
A 91.5 WMFO.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Don't come around my house in the day.
91.5 WMFO. It's brand new music from Shaky Graves, and a song called Kids These Days. Shaky has a EP out called The Sleep, just released a couple weeks ago. So it's brand new music. Before that, Joan Armatrading. I love it when you call me names. It's going back to her 1983 album, The Key. We heard R.E.M. From 1994 is Monster. And What's the Frequency, Kenneth, song alluding to something, an incident that happened to Dan Rather on the steps of Black Rock in New York City. And someone accosted Dan and was asking him, what's the frequency, Kenneth? So go figure. Only Dan Rather that could happen to him. Before that, Blitz and Trapper. And from their penultimate album so far, and All Across This Land, title track from that album, 2016, that came out. The Saw Doctors did Hey Rap from all the way from Choom, their second album back in 1992, and we started with Atheists Don't Have No Songs. Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers from their 2011 album, Rare Bird Alert. Nice long set to get us going on Detox Mansion for this Sunday. 11:27 is the time. I tell you what, man. I don't know if anybody else has had this, but I was sick for like 10 days. And I probably would have been sick longer if I had still been stubborn and not go to my doctor. But I finally did on the ninth day. And he gave me some anti-nausea. It turned out I didn't have the flu, which I was sure I had. But I just had a stomach virus. I didn't actually have a fever, even though I was sweating bullets. And it was just the worst thing ever. And I'm still not completely over it, I don't think. I'm not projectile vomiting anymore like I was. But, man, if anybody else has this, go to your doctor. Get some of this anti-nausea stuff. You stick it under your tongue, it melts, and the nausea goes away. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Anyway, well, we've got this wind storm is still hanging on here. It's not as bad as it was, and the winds will diminish this afternoon down to around 10 miles an hour. It's still up about 25 to 30 right now. We got clouds and a few glimpses of sunshine with temperatures around 42 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with snow showers. Don't think it's going to accumulate much, but just having that word in the forecast sends chills down your spine, doesn't it? Low around 33. And then tomorrow, Monday, another cloudy day, not too windy, about 10 to 15 mile an hour winds. It would be nice to have calm winds, but we can't expect that right away. Temperatures tomorrow will be about 41 degrees. Right now, on the campus of Tufts University, it is 41 degrees. And here we go.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, it's 11:30. That means it's time to start another set. What do you think? Let's do some Rufus Wainwright from his Poses album, 2007. This is Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk. My favorite combination. 91.5 WMFO.
Cigarettes and chocolate milk. These are just a couple of my cravings. Everything it seems I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me. If I should buy jelly beans, have to eat them all in just one sitting. Everything it seems I like's a little bit sweeter, a little bit fatter, a little bit humble for me. And then there's those other things, which for several reasons we won't mention. Everything about them is a little bit stranger, a little bit harder, a little bit.
Thank you. She got a mind of her own. a pickup truck painted green and blue. The tires are wearing thin, she turned on my eye. When I asked her where she headed for, back up to Boston, I'm singing. Yeah.
I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. find them. I've got no.
Brand new music from Alice Merton on 91.5 WMFO. No Roots is the title track from an EP that Alice has put out. Before that, The Pretenders, I think you recognize Mystery Achievement from their self-titled EP back in 1980. Yeah, that was an album, not an EP. Well, I should remember that. It hasn't that long ago. Oh my goodness, it was almost 40 years ago. Oh. I'm not old enough to remember that far back. Rolling Stones did Memory Motel from their 1976 Black and Blue album. We heard Shine from Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals from their 2016 album, Call It What It Is. And we started way back at the beginning with Rufus Wainwright with Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk from his Poses album that came out in 2007. 11:56 now. I'm Bob Angel. Thank you for being here with us. Always nice to have you along. We have got some Yes standing by in just a couple of minutes from now.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be.
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 When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston. Tufts Freeform Radio, also streaming at WMFO.org, of course. 2 minutes away from noontime now, it's the Detox Mansion, and here is Yes.